Parenting in two languages, using digital devices. One of the most prominent differences between the environment of the pre-digital native generation, the one in which I grew up, and the environment of Generation Z, Elite's generation, is the importance that digital devices play in our daily lives. As longtime ST readers might know from my previous columns on my experiences studying abroad, the first thing I had to learn when entering an American high school in 1990 was how to type. Computers were only used by a small group of people at work, and they weren't quite a part of our everyday lives yet back then. On the other hand, Ellie started using her Anpanman computer at the age of 2. At first, I tried to show her how to use the fancy gadget by intently reading the hard copy instruction manual that came with the toy. But she just intuitively knew how to work it. I thought I'd given birth to a prodigy. But later I learned that the ease she showed with it is a common trait, which I saw in many of her friends. They simply seem to know how to use mobile devices much better than their parents. But we parents shouldn't be too harsh on ourselves. The best digital device I had as a kid was a small cathode ray tube TV. And I remember how my mom had a TV schedule for me, which clearly stated what I could watch and for how long. These kinds of viewing guidelines were quite popular at the time. The old-fashioned habit of watching TV is quite passive, very different from using a computer or a digital device. Today's devices demand interaction and your active involvement. There are tools we must master to effectively and efficiently make our lives more enjoyable. More importantly, I did not feel Ellie's love for her Anpanman computer decreased her love for other toys or activities. She was still engaged in real things in her life. As a matter of fact, she loves animals in my hometown in Yamanashi much more than I did as a kid. She would spend hours with the horses and dogs and then create fascinating iMovie clips by shooting them with her iPad. And it comes so naturally to her, as if it's all part of everyday play. Seeing all these as a parent, I genuinely feel that when kids use digital devices as something so close to themselves, they seem to cherish their real lives more. It's almost like the feeling you get when your English improves. You come to cherish Japanese culture all the more. It's all good. It's just another part of you.